the information regarding the bill is from a time bar, you know, right? We think we can believe it, right?
Well, until it is. Until it's wrong, it remains credible.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know.
You know how it is, there are people that try to get me to quit.
That's right.
I just don't know about lawyers at the time, or anybody else for that matter.
I can't vouch for it one way or the other. It's a, you know, I have a high level. No, it's messages, they're sort of ass-kissing type messages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought about Sullivan, further?
Yes, and what I would have his performance looked into, and he's done a very poor job of what we put on the, archives and notes. It's me, he probably can't handle the job.
Okay. So we start out there, right? No problem.
You think we ought to keep Greg? Well, as far as I'm concerned, between Greg and Ronald's house. And, I think, Ronald's house is a lot of possibility, based on your suggestion, your talk with. He's, he's up.
Yeah.
And he called down.
I don't understand, it's just wrong with not hiring.
I'm very comfortable with it, I'm sure Bill would do a hell of a fine job.
He's got a steely look to him.
Well, he's credible with the press, he's credible all across the board, he's thought to be very independent. But he has that reputation, he is not a factor.
That's the point I was wondering, you see, that I thought you could probably alert us on as to whether he is.
No, he's very.
I mean, that is dependent, that's all I want.
I don't want to play a very cute game anyway, you know.
Really?
Yeah. We have private meetings, and,
he goes over.
He goes over and listens to motions, and he makes speeches and all that kind of stuff, but he tracks.
All right, what was the pain, it really means if he takes that VI, that he's really giving up on the phone.
Sure.
That's what I was wanting to do.
Yeah.
I don't want him to take it with the idea that we'll be running for the Senate again.
Well, I don't know what he told you, but he told me the day before he saw you that he had pulled off on the whole idea of running for office at all.
Well, he didn't, when I talked to him, he didn't go that far into some particular opinion that was what he did, and he came and he didn't know much about it. And I said, well, that's the problem. I said, you know, I mean, I didn't know what the hell, I just know he's a good property.
Yeah.
You ought to run sometimes, but on the other hand, he wasn't much of a candidate.
No.
He's got a certain.
He's changed. He's grown.
He's much better than he is now, than he was then.
He's very wooden and stiff and tight.
God, when he was before, he was looking like a skull on the other.
He's better. I don't know. I tell you,
not a nice letter, it's that way for 1 year or 20 years.
Speed.
Oh, really? Seems to like the idea of
company. I
haven't had any money at all, I'm ready
to see that again. I haven't had any, I've got any hand around me.
Don't you have any ones?
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, he had a letter, I just signed it, he's from Keith Bay also.
Yeah,
but I'm sure I'm ready to say.
Okay, but good job.
Yeah.
Done. Should retire at his age.
Yeah, probably. Working hard. Just don't interrupt me, but,
So you show up live on the way to go up there.
Yeah.
Berger and I talked with him on New Year's Day, but they are, just was practically begging that we had another appointment to have him in his 40s.
Yeah.
Breakfast goes twice the work of any of them.
Of course, I'll run circles around her.
But I was thinking, he needs probably to do a matter of work and a little friends part of the and was her wife, I think, is a well intentioned guy. And so perhaps by the book, you know, 95, I think that's my guess.
Potter's sort,
yes, that God was his friend.
I don't know.
I've heard the last time.
Very well.
I can't talk about it.
He's quite a social, you know.
Yeah.
But when I met him, I guess that's what I heard, moving around a lot, and just enjoying it. I don't never get smitten, but I don't see him that I haven't seen twice.
Yeah.
But he likes to know him on the social side. He's very active. I think it may be a lot of what we've seen there.
I think if I took,
you know, the one's eye, that's for sure. And I've got the references from the counselor and Edward. That is comfortable. Must be 74 tomorrow or something like that.
I'm going to say one thing, John, that I have an early meal this morning. Mr. Faith picked up the New York Times. So I didn't know what it was with Ken Wilde and the big speech. But see that great advocate of civil liberties, Nelson Rockefeller, and I'm not going to start on drugs. And I asked about the urge, and then you and Attorney General and everybody else said, hell no, it won't work. It's the only list, no parole, unless you lie in prison with no parole.
For drug pushers, you got to think of pause on each of those lines. You read the speech and you will go back and say, I called for it, no. In 5 seconds, you go between the line away, you got a pause, stumbled over it, and then you said, no parole, you got to go pause again.
What's the reason? I know the reason we turned it down, because the criminologists say the judges will not enforce such things. In other words, judges will not then. They'll
find it not guilty. After finding not guilty, you try to get around to the lesser penalty, by getting that you can't drop the penalty. Now, what if it is practical? I don't have to say why I'm not sure. And it's an effort on Rocky's part, and I think it could have well brought off the position itself. Now, the New York Times, of course, last week, I was over there this morning, he got everything he wanted out of it.
Yep.
And he'll never be heard of again.
So, but it never got any.
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe it will. I don't know. If it does, it'll deal with it 2 years on this one.
It won't work.
Our problem right along has been, for instance, the marijuana, the penalties go too high. Just to let all these guys know, this attorney won't indict them. Is the argument?
I agree, marijuana.
But it's an example of the marijuana.
Yeah, but on the other hand, the higher narcotics pushers,
well, they should get one, and they should be kept in
federal
prison. It's an uncomfortable problem. But, PR thing on the one hand,
I understand all the other legal details of the proposal that the judges court in 10 years.
Yeah, but we put it through anyway.
Well,
we're going to do it anyway. We're
proposing an administration proposal, sir.
Well, no, not an administration proposal.
Congress,
I forgot.
Congress.
For us, it's going to offer. And we're going to support it.
Do you believe?
I think so. Wally Johnson. That's right. I talked to you about that before.
Yeah. I felt that that was better.
Yeah.
All right.
But so
I'll tell you what I feel about the FBI. I just feel I've got to see great girls sometimes. I don't want people to have to be
knocked.
I think he ought to go. I just think, frankly, that I just don't want to have to. I just don't think Gray, the point that you've been making, may be a strong enough man for everyone.
He's under fire right now. start to walk. He's trained everybody tired now, and he's transferred a lot of people out of the home office. That's been taken care of. But there was an internal letter of protest inside the bureau that was circulating out. And so the Times and the Post printed it. And we must be having thousands of those things, what we're doing. I just love it. I love it. Tom and I are in the middle of that guy in the fire service. I just chortled, jumped up and down with the tweet. Oh boy, wasn't that great, Martin?
Yeah.
You know, when I decided on him, the day I saw what he said on that dang marijuana stuff.
Well,
man, God, he's gone.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, okay. There's nothing you can do on Rocky's drug program.
Well, you can, you know, the same union, we can put something like that in there. So is it a PR thing here, simple?
I'm not so sure, but what you need is a PR thing. Now and then, to get out a little front of the charge, and then let the Times screw around. Nothing. That's my feeling about this thing. I'm not even so sure that we should be doing on the judges. I'm not so sure. I trust, not so sure there. But what? All the senility and all these various things that and also speaking to the Congress.
What about people?
Basically, let me say this. If it plays to the prerogatives of the Congress today, it means that the executive is not appointed. These guys are white. And in 10 years, the judge of the lower court was you're not for it. You were for it.
I'm for it. I don't think that's our idea. The idea of running for office is that.
Why I'm sending this to the union. and maybe not just every day, just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that, and he did it about 2 weeks. Whack, 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 whack.
How's that?
That's great.
That's
good. There's nothing to do for a change.
We're geared up for that.
That's very nice.
Now, let me say,
on the narcotics thing,
I'm going to go.
I just feel so strongly about it. I don't have many haters, but I hate people
that
will traffic in the lives of kids and stuff. And
they talk about killing kids in Vietnam. Well, that kills them. It's been in Vietnam, and a hell of a lot more than will die there.
You know, you have a hell of an effect in our college program. You know,
I've heard
the numbers like that.
I've heard it's good,
but the.
But I just think the idea that this is hanging around, it'll the public, and then
Rocky can get some riders to go ride the thing for all it's worth.
I have a very good thought there that the kid hopes to
run into Kenny, work planning to do it.
You
can personally call Rockefeller and say, how about the president? The president has interested me enough to attack the kid for the campaign. Obviously, he'll subject it to the expenses and directives. I'm very concerned about the time, the right way to kill you on the thing.
Then,
good.
Then he could,
but I'd be interested in seeing his legal brief on it.
Yeah, I find it,
you know, that I've asked him for a legal brief on it
because our government's working me that.
Yes.
How that sounded great.
Because he's probably got one hell of a brief on it.
Right.
I don't think he said that off the top of his head.
Rocky doesn't say anything off the top of his head.
Got some water in this.
still ride everybody out.
I'll need about 5 to 10 minutes to begin.
Right.
Total 10. Right. At least 5.
We figured 5 minutes at the beginning and 10 minutes at the end.
Good, that's fair.
And I'll take 10 minutes. George will take 10 minutes. And we'll have 20 minute period when you can take questions. I'm going to do mine by slide, if you have no objection, because they're on top of our network to see charts. And I've got about 5 or 6 schematic, not detailed organization charts, but just illustrative schematic things so that I can illustrate what it is we're trying to do here. And I've got basically the points that I want them to get. And one footnote. First point is no change in the executive branch relations with the Congress. Second point, much less White House function because the subjects can be dealt with at the cabinet level rather than all going to get to the White House. And the footnote is that we have therefore been able to reduce the executive office of the president from 4,000 to 5,000.
Right. The president's result is it's cut in half,
right?
Right. We have already accomplished this reduction. Now, I had a thought that, so that you can have something that can hang it on. As far as the Congress is concerned, I took the curtain up a little bit. As far as Congress is concerned, your relationships are ready to get the same. As far as Congress is concerned, they have made other cabinet officers will be subject to confirmation. You know, cabinet officers are not cabinet officers are subject to confirmation. We're not changing the cabinet. And they will testify. What we are doing here is in effect providing one window. In other words, it's one window service rather than five window services where they have an item that cuts across several cabinet functions,
right?
And that, therefore, the president is appointing counselors for natural resources, which may cut across 2 or 3 departments. Now, and then I use that now. The president, in this instance, you can call the counselor down, and he can testify and enroll his counselor. He can testify and enroll the Secretary of Agriculture, and he can testify and also Secretary of Natural Resources, if he is involved, and name another department, can also testify.
There'll be a slide that will go right at that point. It shows now that several departments and agencies may be involved in one.
As I say, for several months, the president has been thinking about this. But it's the way what we are going to do now is, frankly, the president is formalizing what is developed and that each president has developed, but that every president is recognized and every part of the organization from the beginning is recognized that there are too many people who report directly to the president. Everybody has recognized that there are too many windows overlapping across the our reorganization was designed to deal with that. The Congress is not active in that. We're not being critical of that. We're not just submitting the organization plans, of course, to the Congress. But in the meantime, the President has now decided that as far as that we cannot change the personal relations of the cabinet or the executive of the Congress. But this is the way that the President has determined that he can better carry on his relationship with the executive department. And he's shutting this stuff down. Therefore, he's giving you each of the cabinet officers the initial responsibility. Now, one thing I want you to get right and square on the job, and that is, let me just say, I didn't want to say that before, 2,000 hours for these counselors are set up. Gentlemen, they're not coming over here to staff with 30 or 40 people. I broke home, and I mean this. They're to have one secretary and one aide.
Is that correct?
I don't want these guys over here with you, Charles.
Right.
It cannot be that way, John. It cannot be that way. Or otherwise, it's going to be a few overlapping to add another layer of fat. Now, can you make that point to them or not? And if that is made to the council, and I have breakfast with them this morning, and they know it.
Good.
And say it won't be from their departments.
They're not saying anyone on White House payroll.
And there'll be none on White House payroll. It'll be their own people. And that they will have their
payroll in house.
And all we're saying, and all they're saying, they will simply have an office. Will there be an office here?
Yeah, we'll have an office here.
Yeah. And now let me ask you this. Let us suppose that somebody wants to talk to the counselor or the natural resources. Where does he call? Does he call the Department of Agriculture? Does he call the damn White House?
White House.
Oh, right. And you can't get along with what's going on.
They'll find wherever he is.
That as far as staff is concerned, it'll be over the Department of Agriculture.
In order, if Budget Casey may have some of it in interior, some in CDI,
right.
Some, mail and his medals when he handled their, all the secretary goes to the National Office of Natural Resources.
Yeah.
The counselor could, stop in right now and call back for it.
Right.
And then they can switch right by the right line.
Now, but then you cut it. The president's bullet is more powerful than the White House already actually.
Well, the answer is yes.
All right, but now, how do you tell them this?
No.
Just like this. I'll show you a little chart.
The problem in the past has been that on any given subject, all lines have run from the White House because you've had a bunch of peers all dealing with the same subject.
Right.
And they've had to come to the White House to resolve their conflicts. Now, we have a counselor who is living with the subject. And he will deal with each of these people. And in most cases, it'll never get to the White House.
Just have the cabinet level.
That's correct.
And also, you can say, now, gentlemen, from the standpoint of the Congress, the President has asked me to point out, because he's realizes that this, put it this way, when everything runs to the White House, we run it many times into this problem of executive privilege, which we know is inherent at times, and sometimes necessary. But here, it will mean that those problems will be substantially reduced. You understand, Bob, why that's the case?
Sure.
Because when all the things run directly to the White House,
that's why that department is in the White House.
It's in the White House, which means the president or one of his assistants, or the one of his assistants, as John Jones has said.
He's not a counselor.
I'm very concerned about that. That's the reason I'm concerned about it.
Well, but George has handled this over the years. When he's director of OMB, he's broke that all the time. And he was very cagey about it. He would answer the questions. He said, when we get a partner, and he'll say, well, gentlemen, you realize that you're asking me for the content of a personal conversation with the commissioner and president. I'm just not in a position to answer a bad question.
Say that's true of any
cabinet officer.
Any cabinet officer has that.
That's right. Now there are two subjects that you will want to check your file on tonight or first thing in the morning. I'm having some Q&As put in on the subject of withholding funds and on the subject of executive privilege, which Bill Dennis Neal's Berman or someone may raise.
Berman comes to
get. Because he's a government organization,
Yeah.
You're cutting the heart out of agriculture program.
Yeah.
the phone is bugged for a moment or something of this kind. And, if you want to just sit there, I'll see the questions about the roster. And I think, well, they're all wheeling about with COVID, but I know they're always, we're wrong for this time. I know, but the COVID, I know we're crossing the fire, but it's always been a bit, when the Republicans are out, they put it. Is that correct?
Except that we have more, he's gone farther perhaps than other administrations, $250 million.
Yeah.
It's become a strong symbol of this whole battle they're getting, but then he didn't help the populists, but their whole ineptness in the territorial departments. Their whole system of operating
and not holding the $250 million.
Yeah, not being versed, not being able to control themselves on their budget setting and their tone, the board and the executive on everything.
Is that
apparently still of this?
Was it all, is that for Christ's sakes?
No, but if even they want to step up with the executive power, along with holding,
the public, in other words,
no, we're against it. No, but they're saying, no, they're going to commentators and they're getting a lot of paper columns, a lot of separate type stuff.
They're against withholding.
And they're against withholding, and now here's where the argument runs. The Congress passed over the President veto. The Congress overrode his veto. And so for all the land is that money should be spent. Nevertheless, the President has defied the Congress and refuses to spend the money. Now, either the Congress is a viable institution and it will stand up on its hind legs and not let the President get away with that, or it's the imperative branch government and the President is dominant and the king of this country.
Right.
And so that's the way it runs. Now it runs in water, it also runs in highways, in farm programs, conservation. Now in HUD, because as you know, we're going to have an 18-month moratorium on housing expenditures. And so you've got all across the spectrum of the Congress. What they don't know is that we're also going to have a lot of other places. So by the time the whole budget is laid out before, you're just going to have this up here.
All right, what's our answer to that?
Well, our answer to that is, how do you answer? That the Constitution charges you with your obligation of overall fiscal control. You are charged with the responsibility of budgeting for this government. The Congress has not proposed itself. So as money that will very disjoint the job of appropriation, and so by default it's headed forward.
And you're doing
now. You're not doing it at the expense of the Congress, because the Congress will exercise its powers so as to balance revenues and expenditures. Well, we're very happy for that, very content. If the Congress wants to decide on the hierarchy of priorities, what should be spent and what should not be spent, or water or whatever it happens to be, that's fine as day. But they have not done that. And in default, the Congress on this, there's only one person in the government who can, and that's the President. So, if you're guilty of the same kind of default that they're guilty of,
you've appropriated more money than they required by taxation to extend the message. What are the commentators
saying? It's all about
hitting them on that.
They
attack them for their responsibility.
But the Congress does it all on a piecemeal basis. They say, oh, the poor department, he's got to have these conservation programs.
Right.
Or the poor city dweller, he's got to have this housing program. And, of course, you can make a case for maximum expenditure, taking one specific at a time.
I know.
And that begs a question. That begs a question.
Sure, you could.
From the standpoint of the general welfare of the country,
so what's with it?
They have to accept the intensity of it.
And what I meant is the same old problem.
Your
president is responsible for the total budget. The total budget goes over a certain amount. We believe that it will be inflationary.
Now, I'll argue that for you to defy the Congress in this way creates a constitutional crisis. So
school.
And he'll make a big,
big Southern speech.
Because he wants to.
He
always talks to people.
Whatever they thought.
And
so there's 6 years maybe.
Same thing on the question of executive privilege.
There was very much a fine safety privilege talked about all the legislation.
That were
broken into the assertion of executive privilege by letter.
Could legislation do it?
Well,
they can govern how executive privilege is asserted.
That's the thing.
He wants, for instance, if I'm subpoenaed and I go up there, I have to make a personal appearance. And I have to assert executive privilege in every hat asking specific questions. That would be the way the statute would be wrong.
I'm not having trouble with that.
That's okay to me.
And I would think if he does advance something of that kind, then he should have
put it like the business.
He'd have to take the question.
In other words, he cannot
do legislation on the way executive privilege.
No, that's constitutional.
Well, he knows that.
But
what he objects to is that when a committee requests Kissinger to come up, John Dean writes a letter and says, Dr. Kissinger won't come.
Actually, in spite of what they've said, they will be coming up, but he did not exercise his
duty. No.
So, what very important is that?
Sorry, well, matter of fact, Flanagan,
I don't know if that's done.
And then what Kirk and the right to have is
better than they were. We
not going up, we have not always
been able to do
anything.
Well,
I'll ride with these guys tonight to make sure that
we have a problem and we
will start,
we've got a Brazil to get started about
9 o'clock.
5 minutes
from 9 o'clock,
and
kick that damn
badass staff
over there to
get it up in the hurry.
Well, I'm going to have to wait a little
bit. That's right, we can overnight.
And I don't mind talking over the
We'll
dim the lights and put the stuff up on the screen. That'll burn in the lawn for breakfast.
And by the time I'm done, they ought to all be finished.
You have not served a second.
Second helping,
is that correct?
Nobody needs a second helping.
I heard Mr. Price say.
But
coffee.
Well, coffee's all right.
They go around to the trays again and serve it on the table.
All right.
Do that order when you get back.
What would happen if they put coffee pots on the table?
But in any event, it doesn't make any difference if they do come around with coffee. It doesn't make any sense to bother. We do that together.
Just tell them that they are to serve one and no second, and not bring the tray around again.
Well, now,
the agenda is just 1.5 hours
for overall
to be cleaned up.
I can polish this up 10 minutes.
I know.
I can take a little bit of another question.
I'll be working on that in 6.
What if a couple of pairs?
What if Schultz is
going to
come in?
This is the session for consultation
of what we're going to do on weight and price of pills.
You're going to go first?
Yes.
If that's best?
I think it is. Because I can set a tempo.
Yeah.
I can set a tempo that I think will cause George to sort of get in the swing of it.
Right.
All right.
And
I've told him he only has 10 minutes to cover the subject.
We need to run 15.
But I'm allowing 20.
And so
we'll still end on time if he runs 5 minutes over.
Well,
this is a pro forma consultation with the Congress. He's already been over this with Mills and Long and Schneebly and so on. So it's largely pro forma.
And then that'll be done.
And then
behind the scenes, we're going to brief one other group of congressmen on the reorganization.
I'm going to do everything.
Not today.
All you're going to do tomorrow is you and George.
Right. The only two other people up to bat tomorrow.
And it is.
Ash will be sitting there, Stein will be sitting there, but they will not say anything unless they're called.
When you brief, then you let the rest of the reorganization go.
And to move from that to Georgia very reasonable time,
right?
And if you don't mind, I'll introduce George so that you don't have to just be an interlocutor.
And I'll cut it off and watch the time.
Yeah, we can get more time and I'm available here for
lots of extra questions.
I don't know if you want
Senator
Carter to be available
and
so forth.
Well, I'll just come down there and
I want to say,
no, you're not over here.
We're going to
put. We've got a presidential statement on this.
Yeah. this draft, and they direct it to the departments and agencies. We're not making any written things available. So that I'll be able to say, I know you have other questions on this, I think you'll find the answers in the written order. If for any reason you don't, give us a call.
Now, are you gonna say that you're going to brief the appropriate other committee chairman, the other one, to cover that?
And then, some background tomorrow afternoon. And then it will be out. Release your statement's bottom, it was in a light latest draft on federals, and talks about the role of the executive, and it's a scholarly work, but interesting. Runs about 35 pages, it's pretty good, it's a little history lesson.
The statement to the Congress, about all the Congress.
No, it's a, put on a statement. Takes up the question of centralization of power, is the point in a, you know, basis for this.
Obviously, I'm already asking them to do it, because we don't really have to say what we're doing.
We'll have a message at the time we send these two bills, and put that in there. So then that does it, I'll get a whack at this, I suppose, I know it's Sunday.
And then go Monday for our television center, right? And, it's a little long.
No. For a half hour. The panel is, Joe Patrick, Sonny Brooker, and, Sonny DC guy.
Where's Joe Patrick?
Where's Joe Patrick?
Thank you.
What about it? That type of concern is the basic concern. Those are the basic concerns of campaigns, so that is a concern. So,
what should they ask us in for the campaigns? What should they ask us?
Got it.
He said they did, very, very good.
Number 21, 40 Friday application.
So,
God, I have almost a formal prayer that they're going to have to close it, and hang on. It says, that was not the 20 months ago, 2 months earlier, that's what the name of God is, 2 months being, all it does is stay around there, and so forth, and these purposes for another 2 months, and the living is getting the job done. Jerry Morgan stuff up there, so Jerry knows how to do the tenants. It says in Jerry God's working. And they have been told that we can see 2 months from Jerry for that March 18th interview with the tribe. They have our clear, absolute notice that they have close to the tribe, and we will not be in the building. Well, we made a moral out of being a Wilson, right? You know, but there are some things that are wrong. We had all along in the building. He knows it's a problem.
What do you say?
There's problems. It's a question of getting into the belly. It isn't a matter of you being right or wrong. It's a matter of looking for somebody to change. You can't change that. And nobody should ask you to change that.
Fair enough.
And then you say, you don't have to change that anything, but I have this horrible concept of commissioners. But it kind of says, well, I'm going to change this, but it's like,
Drunk George.
Well, he's not a mean man.
That's one of the struggles.
What problems?
All right, that sounds all right.
Well, George will do his best.
Don't tell him he has to punch you up. It's not
natural for him.
Be himself.
No.
No, man.
George is not between personal conversation and strong.
That way,
I don't see how the hell you're going to possibly.
I don't think that's ever been part of a matter of concern.
In personal conversation, you get to know
the others.
So
now,
you don't want people that are shouting at you, so you don't want them coming on hard and tough, calmly, for example, personal conversations, quite difficult.
But in fact, it's so intense.
As all the several saw, George threatened me with more guns.
So there was an iron spike in this
Detroit.
And also, he spent hours with him.
Nobody hates George Shultz. He's never a guy to kick him in the ass.
A couple of other odds and ends.
Well, that sounds all right. Not quite as well.
Now,
you need to skip all the other things and kind of questions and
executive privilege
and hit that.
I don't know if they're going to have time to get those done.
Some of them are going to come along, I think.
Just that Bill says,
they're in the process of their kind of like Ohio State football team. They're all jumping up and down in a circle and firing each other up at the moment. And there are some of them going to come down here and want to make a score run.
The other thing I want to mention is energy. I think as a matter of timing, you will have an option to make your head again in about 15 or 10 days, which will be fairly heavy. And I don't think that we should try and move to go after an energy spike.
We're not moving to the left of the operation plan.
Not in a year, but in a crisis. It has to be their fault. They all know the terms of surge and static and the vice president and so forth. They're never an operation.
How hard people are taking the train for.
also depressed, with relatively low level of productivity and income. My colleagues and I have consistently informed Congress doesn't keep them that way. If the Congress,
some individuals,
all right, if the Congress wants to work hard and do a lot, I think that's great. I think the problem is not that the Congress is working to top capacity and can't get anything done because the executive's stopping. I think there's room for a lot of work, you know, a lot of hard work.
I wouldn't want to come out with the fact that the executives are working harder than the Congress. Just say, the way I would have to come out and say, we get in early, and I can make an assurance that they're very exceptional. Don't see now, let me be very fair on that. Not kept up with the times. The link in there is that the very fact that the Congress stays in practically year-round means that, in terms of its schedule, it really does around the important matters, and it comes at the last, and works at full speed, over speed, and doesn't work effectively. In fact, you can say it isn't that the Congress isn't in session long enough. As a matter of fact, the Congress may be in session too long. It's too long, and that the sessions are too long. And that the so involved with extraneous matters, with collateral matters, that they don't get down and do the important work and do it early.
So I use this example of it in the work.
They
don't work on Friday.
You know, the Congress is not in session on Monday and Friday.
They don't work 3 days at a time.
And if they work, you can say that until they get toward the end, and then it becomes unproductive from what it's told on.
But I wonder if maybe I don't want their organization.
It's the organization. Say that you know a lot of presidential congressmen and senators that are working harder than they should. The system needs to be changed so that men and women who come here very dedicated to come to the Congress and want to produce have an opportunity to fulfill themselves. And they don't have it under the present system.
We don't put the executive branch by any means perfect. In fact, we could propose a lot of changes. We could have a lot of other changes that ought to be proposed. We're working on that. And we made some improvements. Just on the spending thing alone. The appropriations process is so fragmented, so on and so forth. We're going, they're doing something about that. They're not talking about it anymore. So on and so forth.
You see, I do not want to get to the position where the Jerry Ford can come in and say, gee, but you know, you're a Hugh Scott man comes in and tells Timmons and what the president probably needs to come up every week. Jerry Moore comes in and says, have breakfast with 15 or 20 at a time. Nobody else says that he's got the position that he must not get to that position. That's a very, very bad position. If we knew we're dead, you understand, this battle is much deeper. It's much deeper than that.
Well,
they act here. And it's our own fault. We haven't handled our part well ourselves. I mean, they act as if we haven't, as I said, taking up the international things. We act as if we haven't won the election yet. And we should act as if we have. But not with arrogance. That's what we're talking about. What is the problem here, Bob? Do you think we need to take a shot? Is that it? Or isn't it really more human nature? Deep down, the Democratic Party is split right down in its gut. And they've got to fight back and pull themselves together, so they're going to fight the president. That's much more than they say. So deep down, the Republican Party is terribly frustrated in the Congress because they didn't gain. And they figured they should. And they know about that. Well, they're at fault, so they're going to blame somebody else.
Well, also, they're going to call with the tax on spending. Anytime you do that, that hurts. And you cannot let them the easy way out. You said no to the taxes.
Right.
God, that pinches you. That really pinches you. You set them one against the other when you do that. Because they have you playing each other for the available money. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In other words, when you,
I got the impression that the large numbers are going to have everything at the price.
But if the king is good,
Not at all.
But some on our side, they turned you up, but the Congress has turned up. And they're attacking you, whether they're for you or not, because any individual congressman, what you've done to him is that he is going to get the money he needs for his project, which is all he cares about. Okay, that says there isn't enough money for all of them, so it is the one. You're being a unit.
Changes.
I think it's great.
It's
revolutionary. Your people do not believe that the most expensive job is an issue.
I understand.
But you're not running for anything.
No, I understand. Getting public support.
Well, the Congress will reflect that he had public support.
We are running.
You better prove it. We're not straight. It's going to be very hard to hope. You're going to be assaulted from all sides. So that the Congress can have a chance at the end of the session, not only to get arrested, but to get reserved, and that's why that's been working so hard. But also to go back and be in touch with your constituents, which is writing the Constitution is writing. There's a need for that, and also to develop and create purpose. But I hit a part on the fact that basically it isn't the fact that it, you say that, you know, individual congressmen probably, there's some individuals work too hard. Some do not work hard enough. The main point is the organization of Congress being a complete reorganization. It's been 25 years since the Congress for Vulnerability Act was passed 25 years ago. And since then, the country has grown. Because it's GNP has grown, or whatever it is, the population has grown from 120 million. It's a much bigger country. And the Congress still has arcane rules and so forth. The Congress's attitude at the present time is that that wall was built. That is an House office 15%. That is not the answer. Whether to add more staff, the answer is to be more effective, to use their time more effectively, to organize themselves more effectively. And you would say that exactly now the president is taking the lead in and reorganizing the executive. Since he could not cooperate with the Congress, even though he asked for it. He's going to take responsibility for it. But he would hope that the Congress would follow suit. You might also say that it's interesting to note, gentlemen, that Chief Justice Burger is taking the lead in reorganizing the court system. He's making speeches all over the country because our court system needs a complete overhaul. And now it is time for the third branch of government, the Congress. I put that out there very early on. They need to reorganize so they get the work done. And you can point out that it is really to have a situation that appropriations, which are supposed to be kind of together for the first one, that they had that agenda of resolutions 6 months later without having to fund this sort of thing. And that the Congress becomes involved in sometimes frivolous time-consuming debates. And when I say the Congress, I would have to say, however, fairness goes to show. In fairness, the House of Representatives does a much better job than the Senate. The House of Representatives rules, does get the work out, but the Senate is dilly-dallying. And you can say that you would have talked to individual senators who served with three witnesses. But it's now time for, and it is the partisan thing you're saying, it's time for Democrats and Republicans alike to look at. And you can also say that they are examples of your system. I don't think you can say that you're one of the older people in several attempts to make part of the only other Scott I think some of that could be good, but I wonder, Bob, we don't have the capabilities. That's one of the things.
Exactly the same capabilities.